This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Government forms high-level talks team to address loan shark victims' demands. Prime Minister pledges support for women entrepreneurs, urges central bank to adopt flexible monetary policy to boost economy. University Grants Commission replaces TU Curriculum Center in degree equivalency process. And U.S.-Iran conflict intensifies with sixth night of strikes. Now the news in detail. The government has formed a high-level negotiation team led by the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers Secretary Pushkar Sapkota to hold formal talks with victims of loan sharking. Announcing the cabinet decisions, Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timmelsina said the committee includes joint secretaries from Ministries of Finance, Home Affairs, Land Management, Cooperatives, Federal Affairs and General Administration. The cabinet also approved six other decisions. It authorized Nepal Rashtra Bank to issue newly designed 1 and 2 rupee coins, accepted a $1.81 million grant from the government of South Korea to establish the Nepal Legal Information Pilot System, and authorized concerned ministries to approve the removal of trees and utility infrastructure in protected forest areas for development projects in accordance with existing laws. In addition, the cabinet endorsed revised organizational structures and staffing positions for various ministries, approved the first amendment to the Policy Research Institute Development Committee Formation Ordinance 2083, and authorized necessary arrangements for managing government employees serving under contract. Prime Minister Balendra Shah has reaffirmed the government's commitment to supporting the growth of women-led enterprises and addressing the challenges faced by women entrepreneurs. During a meeting with office bearers of the Federation of Women Entrepreneurs Association of Nepal at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers yesterday, the Prime Minister said the government would work to create a business-friendly environment and promote products made by women entrepreneurs at tourist destinations. On the occasion, Federation representatives called for greater government support and participation in government policy making. Discussions also covered investment, digital entrepreneurship, skills development, and policy reforms to strengthen women-led businesses. Separately, the Prime Minister has urged Nepal Rashtra Bank to adopt a flexible and facilitative monetary policy to support economic growth, strengthen the stock market, and encourage entrepreneurship. During a meeting with Nepal Rashtra Bank Governor Dr. Biswanath Paudel yesterday, the Prime Minister said the close cooperation between the government and the central bank is essential to build confidence in the economy. According to the Prime Minister's office, the meeting also reviewed the country's stock market, banking and financial sector. Minister for Education and Sports Susmit Pokhrel has said the government is implementing long-term and systematic reforms to improve the education system. Speaking to journalists at Bharatpur Airport yesterday, Minister Pokhrel said the government is advancing long-term reforms in the education sector through curriculum revision, teacher training, school infrastructure improvement and new education regulations, adding that the reforms will focus on technology, artificial intelligence and stronger regulation of the educational consultancy sector while encouraging private sector investment in education. The Department of Money Laundering Investigation has filed a money laundering case at the Special Court against 16 individuals, including former Finance Minister and CPN-UML Vice Chairperson Bishnu Paudel, along with 10 companies. According to a notice issued by the Special Court, the defendants are accused of acting as accomplices in an alleged money laundering scheme involving business person Deepak Bhatta. The department has sought recovery of ₹209 million from Paudel and has also requested the confiscation of ₹634,000 held in his bank account. The case has been registered at the Special Court where legal proceedings will now move forward. The task force formed to prepare a discussion paper on constitutional amendment has submitted its report to the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers. According to the Prime Minister's Secretariat, the task force, coordinated by the Prime Minister Balendra Sah's political advisor Asim Sah, was formed under the government's 100-point governance reform agenda to provide a participatory, transparent and evidence-based debate on constitutional amendments. The panel consulted experts including former presidents, former prime ministers, and constitutional experts, legal scholars, former judges and representatives from various sectors. It also sought written feedback from more than 150 institutions and received over 44,600 public suggestions through digital platforms. The Ministry of Youth, Labour and Employment has held discussions with private sector representatives on creating more employment opportunities within the country and strengthening workplace-based skills training. At a meeting, Minister for Youth, Labour and Employment, Ramji Yadav, said the government is introducing new labour policies in line with its plan to make the coming decade a period for promoting domestic employment. Discussions also focused on improving the business environment through reliable electricity supply, tax incentives and greater support for women entrepreneurs. The University Grants Commission has officially taken over the responsibility of determining the equivalency of higher education degrees and issuing equivalency certificates since yesterday. The change follows an amendment to the University Grants Commission Act 2050 through some Nepal Acts Amendment Act 2082. Until now, the task had been carried out by the Tribhuvan University Curriculum Development Centre. In a public notice, the Curriculum Development Centre said it will no longer accept new applications for degree equivalency as the responsibility has now been transferred to the University Grants Commission under the new legal provisions. The government has nominated Urvashi Basnet and Sobita Rishal as members of the Board of Directors of Public Service Broadcasting Nepal. According to a decision of the Ministry of Information and Communication, Basnet has also been assigned to chair board meetings until a new chairperson is appointed as provided under the Public Service Broadcasting Act 2081. Handing over the nomination letters, Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timmelsinna called on the board to work impartially, responsibly and in accordance with the constitution and existing laws. Nepal and its international partners have held a series of high-level meetings aimed at strengthening cooperation in education, trade, investment and cultural heritage. Education and Sports Minister Susmit Pokhrel met Japanese Ambassador Maeda Toru to discuss expanding Nepal-Japan cooperation in education. The two sides explored collaboration in public education reform, teacher training, digital learning, school infrastructure and school health. Meanwhile, Industry, Commerce and Supplies Minister Gauri Kumari Yadav urged United States Charge the Affairs Scott Urbam to facilitate greater access for Nepali products to the U.S. market, including an extension of the Nepal Trade Preference Program, calling for increased American investment in hydropower, renewable energy, tourism, agriculture and the digital economy. Separately, Kathmandu Metropolitan City's acting mayor, Sunita Dongol, discussed with the U.S. Charge the Affairs efforts to recover the 14th century historical ornaments of Taleju Bhavani that were trafficked abroad. In another diplomatic engagement, Minister for Foreign Affairs, Sisir Khanal, met Additional Secretary of the India's Ministry of External Affairs, Manu Mahawar. The two sides reviewed bilateral cooperation and discussed ways to further strengthen Nepal-India relations and advance cooperation in priority sectors. Mahawar also held talks with Foreign Secretary Amrit Bahadur Rai on ongoing bilateral initiatives. Likewise, French Ambassador Virginie Cotiwal paid a farewell call on President Ramchandra Powdhul. During the meeting, they discussed Nepal-France relations and matters of mutual interest, while President congratulated the ambassador on the successful completion of her tenure and wished her success in her future endeavors. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal now and to an international news update. The United States has carried out its sixth consecutive night of military strikes against Iran, targeting what U.S. Central Command described as Iranian military facilities as tensions continue to escalate around the Strait of Hormuz. Iranian media reported that strikes hit areas near Bandar Abbas, Qasem Island, and Bushehr, with damages also reported to civilian infrastructure, including power facilities and transport links. Iran said it launched missile and drone attacks targeting U.S. military bases in Bahrain, while Kuwait said it was responding to attacks directed at its territory. The U.S. military said it also intercepted and redirected commercial vessels while enforcing its blockade in the Strait of Hormuz. Meanwhile, the White House said U.S. President Donald Trump remains open to diplomacy despite the continuing conflict. Iran, however, maintained that it would protect its national security interest and indicated there was little prospect of returning to negotiations under current conditions. Now, the weather forecast for the country for today. Under the influence of monsoon winds, the Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions across the country today. Light to moderate rain accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the hilly regions, while a few places in the Himalayan region may experience rain or snowfall. In the Tarai region, light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is expected at a few places in Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumbini and Sudur Pashchim provinces and at isolated places in the Tarai areas of Madhes and Kosi provinces. The division has also warned of possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions, the Himalayan areas of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Karnali provinces and parts of the Tarai and Lumbini province today. Furthermore, the division has stated that the monsoon trough is currently positioned slightly north of its average location over the western Tarai region of Nepal, while in the eastern part of the country, it remains close to its normal position. Temperatures in the Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from 20 to 22 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Government forms high-level talks team to address loan shark victims' demands. Prime Minister pledges support for women entrepreneurs, urges central bank to adopt flexible monetary policy to boost economy. University Grants Commission replaces TU Curriculum Center in degree equivalency process, and U.S.-Iran conflict intensifies with sixth night of strikes. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also tune in to our on-air broadcast, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins anytime, anywhere. Stay tuned. Have a good day.